we can go from there. Hang on here.
Yeah, I mean, I am interested. No overall, yeah. I mean, if it's the right price, it's not looking crazy.
Okay, great. Yeah, we'll do our best to make it fit for you. I think you'll be a great fit. Hang on here.
Hi there, Ray. Ray, thanks so much for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. Tara wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of the service, you know, how it works, what's included, answer any questions that you have, and then, of course, you know, to apply that reduced rate, that new in business rate, make it even more affordable for you. Happy Monday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
It's going. Woke up this morning, so
yeah,
maybe
yeah.
Better than that.
You're absolutely right. Any day above dirt and vertical is a good day. Now, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That pack result that pops up right near the top of the page.
Yeah,
of course.
Yes.
I mean, it's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. And for you, especially being that it's a very young company, that's powerful. You know, that's important. People won't need to know the name of your company, but they'll certainly find you when they're looking for the services you provide. And man, this is sure a great time to get your business out there. Cooling season is kicking in already, right? We're already getting those days that are in the 80s. Soon it's going to be 90s, you know, a month away from it'll be 100 plus on a regular basis. So people are really looking for your services right now. If their AC is not working, they're going to find someone to make it work because they know they're going to need it, right? Now, of course, the calls come to you. So you're not paying for a lead. You're not chasing down the same lead that your competitors are chasing down or dealing with a potential customer who's expecting several bids. You're going to get calls from someone who will have seen your website first. And we do build websites for our clients that don't have one. Tara says you have a site, but you made it yourself.
I do. I made it myself. Yeah, it's just kind of, yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you wanted us to, we could promote that website, but you're young enough in business that, I mean, three months ago, right, getting officially licensed. So we don't expect our clients to have a website, especially our younger clients. Our job, though, is not just to list you on the first page. Of course, Ray, it's to give the people who see you there the reasons to call you. Now, if you wanted us to, we can build a .com website for you at no additional cost. Google compliant, mobile optimized, conversion driven, custom website. We can use the existing domain and build a brand new site on it, or we can use a different domain. But like I said, whether we are promoting the website that you built or one that we would build for free, the whole point is to get that website where people can see it. No matter how good the website is, if you would have told me, hey, I spent, you know, $6,000 and waited a year for my website to be completed, and some business owners do that. They have web developers build these amazing websites, but if they're not on the first page when someone's doing that search, most people will never see it. And that's the whole point. Have people see your website. Have people pick up the phone and call you. So it's going to be Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps. There would be Facebook paid ads as well. I mean, we can keep you as local as you want. I mean, Riverside County or even just Temecula, Murrieta, Menifee, Wildomar. I mean, if you want, you know, is it just you doing the work, or do you have a couple of guys?
We're installed. I have my guys, but
okay, gotcha.
No, we do. I usually do it on the weekend, Saturday or Sunday.
So Sarah says you're trying to leave your full time job and take this kind of full time. It's going to help you out. The best part about it is we don't want you driving an hour away just to get to a job. You know, there's enough work right here, especially at this time of year, to get your phone ringing.
Yeah, like, Temecula, Menifee, Lake Elsinore, Wildomar, Winchester, and even a little bit of Paris. Yeah, I mean, that would be perfect.
Right, yeah, and you can stay as close to home as you want because the calls come to you, and you get to pick and choose the work, and we don't just draw a circle around you. We'll target specific cities, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods. where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. Now, I do want to include that website. If you want us to build you a brand new website, we would do it at no additional cost, and you qualify for reduced pricing. We try to make it as affordable as we can for our clients, especially our younger clients, because we know that although there are no long-term contracts, Ray, it is actually month to month. Our clients keep the service because it's profitable, and your success is our success. No one cancels on profit. We'd actually be able to reduce the cost of your service by a little bit over 50%, actually save you $350 off the normal cost of the service, bring it from what would have otherwise been $599 a month to just $249, and that $249 would be the exact amount. So you're not paying per lead on top of that. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. It's that same flat rate. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, being that it is month to month with the calls coming directly to you, I'm sure that's something you would want for your business, right?
Of course.
I mean, you know, Google's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. Every new customer that finds you online does become someone who can use your services again down the road, recommend you to their friends, so it's really going to help you to grow your client base and move your company forward. Now, you'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll always know exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up for each individual search. Now, most of the time, you simply get calls directly to you. Everything will have the click-to-call feature. Customers will simply pick up the phone and call you directly. Now, the website that we'll build will also give them the opportunity to kind of fill out a contact form if they wanted to, tell you where they're located, what they're looking to have done, when they want you to come out. When they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email, so you always know right away when someone's trying to contact you. Whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form repopulates on your tracking system. So you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
So how long is that promotion good for?
That's a great question. So it is reduced pricing. It's a promotional rate for a young business, but it is not an introductory rate. It's not ever going to balloon up on you, Ray. It's actually a fixed flat rate. So it's kind of more of like an assistance program, if you will, just to make it more affordable for younger companies, because we do want to be a big part of your growth and success. Yeah, I mean, it makes it to the point where it's below our operating costs. I mean, obviously, we're talking about doing a website, paying for Facebook ads, and there are Facebook ads included in this package, that $249. I mean, we don't break even till like the third or fourth month. We have to keep you a satisfied client for this, you know, cooling season and even beyond. But like I said, most of our clients keep the service because it's profitable to be on that first page. So we just want to make it affordable, keep it affordable. I mean, in fact, I'd be more than willing to reduce the cost of the setup fee. There's a one-time setup fee, not for the website, but for all the SEO content creation, all the destinations, the directories that we have to create, for you know, making sure you're PIN verified, making sure that if there's any information that's already out there that it's accurate, or fix it if it's not accurate. Now, that setup fee can run as high as $299, but I want to take $200 off of that setup fee, partly because you're a young company, but also because I did see Angie Leads, Tara attached Angie Leads here. Are you currently using that service right now? Are you paying for
it? No, you know what? I signed up with them, but I haven't. I have my thing on pause right now. I'm kind of still, because I'm gonna wait till it gets a little hotter and then kind of try to get in there. But like, I'm, you know,
it's a lot of leads that they may turn into work, but it might always be for, not always be for you, right? Because it's a shared lead. So you get a lead and five or six of your competitors that are also signed up with Angie's will pay for and get that exact same lead. So you're almost always chasing down someone that your competitors are chasing down. You're kind of in a bit of a bidding war, whether you get the job or someone else gets the job, or even if no one gets the job, you all still pay for that lead. Now, with this, of course, the calls come straight to you from someone essentially choosing you over the competition. So it's a much higher conversion rate. It almost always ends up being more affordable, because when you're paying $40 or $60 or even $80 or over $100 per lead, those lead fees add up pretty quickly. This is just $249, just the one-time setup fee of $99. And it is almost every single time more profitable. You know, almost everybody uses Google. Not everyone uses Angie's, but if they're not using Google, they're using Bing, the other search engine. You're going to be listed there as well. Any device that accesses the internet, laptop, tablet, smartphone, PC, vehicles with internet access. Now, like I said, we'd be more than willing to build that website for you. Tara didn't attach one here, but it sounds like you'd be happy to have a professional website for your company, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Would we be using the same domain that you already have?
I mean, it'd be, it's there. I pay for it, so yeah, I mean, we could, it's for cjquality.com.
Can you say that again?
Right, so the domain is the actual website, right, that you type in to look
right.
me up, right, to go to my website? Yeah.
Did you say
prestigequality.com? Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, that's.
The business itself, is it Prestige Air Quality Heating and Cooling?
Yes.
It is. Okay. And the between the heating and the cooling, that's the ampersand, right? The symbol for the word, not A-N-D spelled out?
You know what? I think I use A-N-D.
Andy? Okay.
But I mean, yeah.
So then if the phone number that we're speaking on is, of course, the phone number on your website. And you did a pretty good job. I mean, I'm looking at your website right now, honestly. I mean, I look at websites all day.
Yeah.
Yours is neither the best nor the worst, right? I do see some pretty bad websites. But
yeah.
your website, I mean, it's a little bit basic, but it's good, you know? But we can expand on that, use that same domain, kind of, you know, make it a lot more conversion-driven. Multiple pages and tabs for all of your services and things like that. But we would be promoting this phone number. And then this is a good number for us also to reach you regarding your account, right?
Of course.
Okay. Yeah. And it is a smartphone. You can receive text messages on the, yeah, most of the time, like I said, you just get calls directly to you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. When they fill out that contact form, though, you get a text as well as an email. If it's a business email and I don't see one, the GoDaddy sites are good, but they don't usually have emails on them, which is totally fine.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's a personal email, we'd hide the email address anyway. But the website that we would build, when someone fills out that contact form, you'll get email requests as well as text messages. What is a good email address either for you or for your business?
Well, I created one yesterday through Yahoo, but I mean, I'm kind of new to this, so I don't know if Yahoo would be, because I created one yesterday for Yahoo.
Okay.
It's
That's fine. Yeah, I mean, go ahead.
Yeah, so it's a procedure quality at yahoo.com.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so it's the name of the business at yahoo.com. That's fine. I mean, it is a close match to the business name. I mean, if it was like your personal email address, then we probably wouldn't want to list it on the website. But a Yahoo email is perfectly fine. Ray, Tara never did get your last name.
Chavez.
Chavez.
Yes.
Okay. And then I did want to ask you, because the Angie's does list the physical address. Your business, though, is pretty much service-based, right? You only go out to the customer. No one does come to you. There's not like a physical address or showroom or physical location you would want us to promote for the business?
So I just have Wildemar on there. I don't have, because my license is attached to my address, but right. I didn't put that on the website, so I just put Wildemar.
And you wouldn't want, I mean, the one that's on the Angie's is the 33679 Cherry Street. Is that your home?
It's my home, yeah.
Okay. So you wouldn't want that address to appear online, right?
No, I would not.
Yeah, and Google doesn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. So you'll be listed Wildemar, not even that 92595 zip code, but certainly we can target anywhere, like you said, Temecula, even parts of Paris, Wildemar, Lake Elsinore, where you really want to travel. And we are going to have a deeper conversation. One of the things that I'll be doing now is scheduling your client interview. That's where we kind of do the deep dive into all the different services you want to provide, kind of verify information that I have, information off of your website, talk to you about all the different cities and places you want to be found, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business, if you want to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. Of course, we'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. And then, Mr. Chavez, the other thing that I'm required to do, because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you so that you know that it is a month-to-month service, that it's a fixed rate, that we're reducing the cost of the service, as well as the one-time setup fee that we'd even include a new website for you at no additional cost. Now, the voice verification is recorded, Ray, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am required, though, to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, but so what's the name of your
So we are not Google, of course. If anyone ever calls you and tells you that they are Google, their pants are on fire. They're telling stories. Google does have a division that deals with nationwide chains, businesses that have 100 locations or more. But for businesses that are 99 locations or less, Google started a partnership program about 9 years ago. We are one of the very first companies to join that partnership program. I sent you a link to the pricing page of our website. The name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. The link I sent out to you is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. We're headquartered in Orange County, California, so we're actually not too far away from you. It's the 405 in Brookhurst. You probably know where that is. But if you can maybe put me on.
I'm from Orange County. Yeah.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah. Perfect.
So if you open up the link that I sent out to you, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. What part of Orange County were you originally?
I grew up in Santa Ana.
You grew up in Santa Ana? Okay.
I
grew up in Fountain Valley. We're actually in Fountain Valley right now. I guess it's about 6 years ago since we moved from Costa Mesa. We're right across from the Fountain Valley Library, where the police station is, City Hall.
Yeah, I know exactly where it's at.
Perfect, yeah. Were you able to open up that link?
So it's Local Splash, right?
Yeah. So you are going to be able to track your success. Like I said, 24/7 access to your client dashboard, as we call it. You can monitor your reviews right from your tracking system. You'll have reviews, too, on multiple directories and sites, Yelp, Google, Facebook, Foursquare, wherever those reviews originate, they repopulate on your tracking system. So from one place, you can request reviews, respond to reviews. If you wanted to, we would respond to reviews for you. Of course, we would do that professionally at no additional cost. We have been around since 2004. We're actually going to celebrate our 20th anniversary a little bit later on this year. I think 20 years is a long time for any company to be in business, and especially a young industry like search engine optimization. 20 years is a long time. We've got a 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. I mean, obviously, it is a month-to-month service, so we definitely have to keep your phone ringing, kind of earn your business 1 month at a time. But our clients do keep the service. Underneath the blue-tinted photo where it says our process, kind of a outline of some of the things that we would do, it says Google Ads Partner. Now, Ray, there's a box that says Google Partner with that colorful Google G inside it. I do want you to click right on that box. It's not copy and paste it off of the Internet. It is our badge of authenticity provided to us by Google. And, of course, if you click on it, it goes directly to Google.com. Slash partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner. That does make all the difference in the world. You know, Google makes changes to their map or pack algorithm quite frequently. When they make those changes, they do let us know ahead of time. So we'll always keep you on that first page, keep you ahead of your competitors. We're talking about the platinum package here, but not $599 with the $299 setup fee. Like I said, I'd actually take $350 every month off of the cost of the service and take $200 off of your setup fee. So it would be $249 every month, not $599. And the setup fee would just be $99, not that $299. And I did upgrade the landing page. That platinum package comes with a landing page, which is a one-page website, kind of like what you already have. But I wanted you to have something better, so I upgraded it to a custom website. So as many pages and tabs as you need, you know, 4, 5, 6 pages, we can easily do that on your website.
So what would be the cost today? I mean, how soon can you get that page on there? And
So
what would be the cost today?
So the cost today, I'm going to take $200 off of your setup fee, partly because you're a young company, and even if you're not using Angie's, you still have the active profile. I just have to find that promo code real quick. There it is. There's a promo code.
Yeah, because, I mean, if I do this, I'd rather not even go to Angie's and see if I can get my money back from them.
Believe me, I love to hear that. It's been Angie Leads for like 6 years. Before that, it was Home Advisor. And even before that, about 11 years ago, it was Service Magic. And I remember talking to business owners back in the day that were using Service Magic, of course, for many years, Home Advisor. Most of the business owners that I speak with have pretty much the same conclusion. It's hit or miss at best. You know, sometimes you get jobs. A lot of times you just get a lead. You might not even talk to somebody, or they answer and they yell at you for calling them because they already hired somebody else, and you still have to pay for that. So I think this is a much better option. To be quite honest with you, even the people that had success with their lead service, whether it was Angie's or Home Advisor, or if it's something like Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack, most of my clients prefer to get calls directly to them instead of paying
for leads. Of course.
So even if they had success with their lead service, they ended up pausing it more often or capping it a lower amount or even shutting it off altogether. So I think this is going to be a much better option for you. Like I said, I'll take $200 off of your setup fee, take $350 every month off of the cost of the service. It'd be $348 to get started today. That's the setup fee with the entire first month included. Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook paid ads are included in that $249 as well. And then moving forward, it would be $249 a month as that fixed flat rate. It'll never go up, and it's an exact amount. No taxes, fees, surcharges, lead fees, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. So it's a lot easier to budget for. A lot of people, even if they like their lead service, they don't like that it varies week to week, that it varies depending on how many leads you get and how much each lead costs. With this, big jobs or small, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's only ever going to be that exact flat rate, that $249 moving forward.
All right, so once I pay it, and then what will be the next step?
So like I said, we'd schedule your follow-up call with your technician. We'll talk to you about how you want your business branded, how you want your website to look. We'll ask you to send us photos. We can use any existing photos that you have now. The hosting, maintenance, and updating of the website, as well as the initial construction of the site, will be included. So we can always add more photos down the road. If you want to add like a promo or a special military discount or something like that, or for a specific service, we can do that for you as well. Now, a lot of our clients, and I would say the vast majority of our clients, about 70% of our clients, love the fact that we'll take care of everything. Just make sure your phone is ringing. All you have to do is answer the phone. Some of our clients, though, do like that they can make changes to their website. I know you built a pretty good website through the GoDaddy platform. If you wanted to even just upload a photo instead of having us do it for you, you can actually use the website editor tool through your tracking system and update content on your website on your own. But, of course, like I said, we would do everything for you. So we would schedule that.
Yeah, I mean, I've been trying to upload photos, but I haven't been able to. Only the photos that they provide, so I'm like...
Yeah, it's really easy. Our website editor tool makes it pretty easy, but like I said, the easiest thing is just to email us those photos and we'll put them on the website for you at no additional cost. So like I said, we would schedule the follow-up call. If you've got about a half an hour later today or I think I could probably still get you in at 10 o'clock, but there's a couple of spots available. Not the last one at 3, so the last one would be 2 o'clock today. But it takes about a half hour. We schedule by the hour. It starts usually right at the beginning of the hour, gets you off the phone about the bottom of the hour, about 30 minutes. And then we would start creating the content, start creating that website. It takes about 5 or 7 business days for us to build out that website, so it's very fast. I mean, everything takes place quickly because it is a month-to-month service. Like I said, I'd be required to read the voice verification that kind of outlines the service agreement, the reduced pricing, the website being included. Of course, that it's month-to-month. We process that payment today of $348, get you through to your client interview technician at any point if you've got time today. Tomorrow, if you don't have time today, but we do want to get it done quick. And then we would move forward from there. You'd have detailed reporting and tracking and access to that within a few days.
So, but I have to pay now.
You do pay up front. It kind of bills proactively like your rent would. You know, in that case, you pay on the 1st and you're good to the end of the month. In this case, it would bill on the 13th and it would bill next month on the 13th. So it bills once a month for the exact amount of $249. Today, it would have that one-time setup fee. Like I said, I took $200 off of that setup fee, though. That setup fee does really help us a little bit anyway to get everything started and cover our costs just a bit. But at $249, we still have to earn your business 1 month at a time for a couple of months anyway just to break even. There's $100 of Facebook ads built into that $249 package. Even though it was reduced from $599 to $249, the $100 of Facebook ads is still included in its entirety. Now, Facebook ads are a lot different than Google. Obviously, with Google and Bing, someone is actively searching, in this case, for HVAC or cooling repairman, whatever they type in. And on Facebook, if they're in your area, they're on your Facebook page, they'll see ads for your business, they'll see your website attached. Facebook ads are like 20, 22 cents per click. So there's like 400 clicks in that $100 ad spend. That's just another great way to reach out to somebody who may not actively be searching for your services, but they know that they need someone who does what you do. It's a great way to get your phone ringing. It's included in that $249 package.
All right, and then I'll receive some type of receipt, right, from you guys
once I make
this payment?
Before we'd get off the phone, you would receive the invoice, the written invoice, and the invoice actually has a link to the written terms and conditions. So not only do you get an invoice receipt immediately, you'll also have in writing everything that I'm going to go over in the voice verification. It is required of us, and like I said, I'm required to read it before I even ask you for any form of payment. It does answer some of your questions, and if everything makes sense, we would move forward from there.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to take a chance. What's your name again, brother?
My name is Paul.
What's your
name? And I all
right, I'm Paul. Well, look,
I'm actually still local. I grew up in Fountain Valley, not far from Santa Ana. I went to Fountain Valley High School. But when we went remote, when COVID hit, we moved to Menifee. So we're not far from you at all.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Let me
perfect.
Get to
well, look, well, look, I'm going to take a chance. Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm going to take a chance on this, Paul, and hopefully this helps me out, man, because
I think it will.
Yeah, so I need some money coming in, you know?
Yeah, I've been with the company, like I say, we went remote, but even before that, I've been with the company since 2013. You know, I just celebrated my 11-year anniversary on April 17th. So I've seen this service work for many, many companies. In fact, I've got clients that have been with me from almost the very beginning. As a company, though, we have clients that have been with us longer than I have, 12, 14, 16, 18 years. So give me just a quick second here to get that voice verification set up. Like I said, it's recorded, but feel free to stop me at any time if you've got a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Ray, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
So I'm going to have to say now?
Yeah, sure. I have Prestige Air Quality Heating and Cooling. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Mr. Chavez, please state your name and your official title within the business.
So my name is Ramon Gabriel Chavez, and I am the CEO.
Okay. As the CEO of Prestige Air Quality Heating and Cooling, Ray, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
That is, yes, I am.
Of course. Ray, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, since, of course, it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. For that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Ray, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Mr. Chavez, we do request that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. It is, of course, month to month. The reason we ask is all of the content that we create for your business. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important is we'll always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of your information is accurate. I mean, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. We're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Like I said, we'll make sure no physical address except for Wildemar appears for your business online because customers don't come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, reducing both the setup fee as well as the subscription cost, with it being a month-to-month service and the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 13th of May, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $348.00. Ray, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 13th of the month at the further reduced rate of just $249.00. And that $249 is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it'll never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount. There's no taxes, fees, surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. And in this case, we'll also be including a Google compliant, mobile optimized, and conversion driven website. That custom website is included, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. Now, as I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will, no contract. So that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause it, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. If necessary, you could even pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Chavez, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Ray, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. That first payment, Ray, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
MasterCard.
On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
It's my name. My name.
Is it Ramon on the card or Ray?
So it's Ramon G as in Guerra, G Chavez.
Okay. And then you said that was a MasterCard. That should actually start with the 5. All MasterCards do.
Yeah.
I am ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
5178.
Yes, sir.
0580.
Okay.
4339.
Yes, sir.
4470.
And then the expiration month and year?
1027.
And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
592.
So I have 592, 592 on the back. I've got October or 10 of 2027 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 5178, 0580, 4339, 4470?
Yes.
Is that bill at the home address, the 33679 Cherry Street in Wildomar, 92595? So in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation.
What email are I sending to?
Well, I've got the Prestige Air Quality at yahoo.com.
Yeah. Let me just double check. I created it yesterday, so let me make sure it's
okay, sure.
Let me double check the email, make sure it was, so it's ready. So it says Prestige Air Quality. So it's Prestige Air Quality. So that's this. So I haven't got it yet.
Okay. Yeah, our system sends out our emails periodically, like every couple of minutes. So you should get that pretty quick here. And then I do want to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Before I do get that, though, I did want to add a little bit of extra protection on your account, just another layer of security, a simple question and an answer. So if anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Prestige Air Quality Heating and Cooling, even if it's you, Ray, and we recognize your voice, we may still occasionally ask you for the answer to the security question. And then more importantly, anyone who calls you and tells you that they are either with Google or even with local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't give you that information within the first couple of seconds or so, just politely let them go. If anyone ever calls you and asks you for more money for your Google listing, again, just politely let them go. Again, the voice verification has been recorded. It's been attached to your account as an added form of protection for you. And it does clearly state that, you know, of course, it bills once a month for exactly that $249. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you
want? Yeah, my first pet's name.
First pet's name. Okay. And yes. What is the answer?
Savannah.
Savannah? Is that S-A-V-A-N-N-A-H? Or no, wait.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, perfect. I do have to type it in twice. And then I'm taking a look at the client interview calendar here to schedule that follow-up call. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour, but the call takes about 25, 30 minutes. A little tight to get you in at 10 o'clock, but there's definitely, let's see, there's 11.
You know what? Yeah, 2 o'clock, you said?
There is 2. Yeah, there's yeah, because, 2 o'clock.
Yeah, 2 o'clock because right now, I'm actually working for the company, and I got a few service calls that I got to take care of. So,
no,
but I'm gonna be up early today because I have a dentist appointment. So by 2 o'clock, I should be.
Oh, you do. Okay.
I should be on my way back. Yeah. So.
All right. Yeah. So it'll be 2 o'clock. It'll be scheduled from 2 until 3. It's a 1 hour window for a call that takes about half that time. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll actually be on that call. We do have a quick meeting at 2 o'clock, so if they're running a little behind, like 2:05, something like that, I should be able to join that call just in the beginning to kind of answer any questions you have and, of course, introduce you to your technician. I may not be able to be on that call. They'll, of course, call you no matter what. They'll take really good care of you. They do have your file. Now, did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
So I haven't got no email yet, but I think I got a message. You know, so.
And it looks like the one that you've gotten is the one that we want you to get or look at right now. We want you to get all of them, of course. One is the welcome email. You should get that in a couple of minutes. You'll also receive an additional email. I can go over that one in a minute. You might get it by then. But the one that I wanted you to look at now is the one that you should have received, the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. It says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your email is located below. And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see that?
One second, I got another email, so it's going to be, yeah, I haven't got the email yet, but, so I click on the link that sent you my messages?
Yeah, right? Yeah. You should have it. Either by text or
on the link.
By text or by email.
Yeah, by text. Yeah, so email. Let's see. Okay, I got the email too. Initial invoice effect. So So I agree to service the SMS, right? So yes, I go agree, right?
Mm-hmm, correct. And then, you need to have it be an exact match. So there's no period after the middle initial, but the R, G, and the C are all capitalized. Just, of course, normal spacing around that middle initial. if you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy an extra space before it or after it. But once you've got Ramon G. Chavez in that box, click the confirm signature box to the right. That does a few things. It lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost of the service, the setup fee, that we're including the website. It also allows us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area and to do the initial NAPW audit, to make sure that any information that's out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. You'll know that you're successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen. Okay. You can actually stop right there. In fact, I recommend you stop right there. The automated system thinks that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it right now, so it's asking you to log in. Now, when you receive your welcome email, it's going to have your username and a default password, meaning that you cannot change your username, but let me find it for you. The system should send that email in a second. It looks like the username, and it's the same in our system, which is why you can't change it. It's easy to remember, though. It's your phone number, the number we're speaking on. The 951 area code's included, but it's just numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So, of course, your username is simply 951-609-7142. Your default password is My Internet. It's all lowercase, no space. You can change the password once you're able to access your tracking system. For the next day or so, you'll probably get an error message saying that we're still trying to set everything up. Like I said, the automated system thinks everything is set up already. But we do need to do your client interview first. We'll do that at 2 o'clock. I'm going to send you a calendar invite right now. The calendar invite is just for your records. It's going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Then it's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please do include either your username or your phone number. They're the same. You can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific. You can email 24/7. If you email, they'll follow up with you within that following business day or the next business day if they get that email late in the day or after hours. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. All of that information will be on your email. I think you'll also see it somewhere on the other email that you've gotten. Looks like our system did catch up, sent you that welcome email with the login information I've already given you. Another one that says action needed, pictures needed for your Google verification. Now, if you can help us to kind of satisfy Google's requirements, which have gotten a little more stringent, a little more comprehensive, all by design, Google just wants to make sure that every business that's online, especially the ones on the first page, are actual legitimate businesses that will, in fact, provide that service listed when they are called. So it doesn't have to be everything on here. But if you can send us any pictures of tools or equipment, your work vehicle, if you've got a business card, of course, there's no real physical workplace. Google is usually happy just for a photo of where you park your car, your service vehicle when you're not using it. Is the business itself licensed or insured?
Yes, I am. Yes.
It is. Okay. So if you can send us those photos as well, there's a link included that you can use. That's just going to help us expedite the process of getting your PIN verified. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I do hope that I am able to take that phone call right out or a couple minutes after, too. It'd be real nice to say a quick hello to you. If I'm not able to, of course, our technician will call you directly. I did, though, want to be the first to say welcome aboard. You know, we're excited to get this going for you, especially being local to you now and even before. We want to get your phone ringing as you're a young company. And, of course, we're looking forward to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Sounds good. So this number that you called me from here, is it like a number that I can call you back at or company or?
So that number is for our mapping coordinators. You spoke with Tara. It's an inbound number and anyone who is in between phone calls can answer. So it might be Tara, it might be somebody else. They can all transfer the call to me. I have the same toll-free number, and I can give you that number now. It's on the welcome email. I think it's on every email. But our toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, 877 635-6225. Now, for client support, it's option 1 or extension 1. I have the same hours as client support, Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. My direct extension is 746. Same toll-free number, 746 is my extension. My name is Paul Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N. Now, do you prefer Ray?
Yeah, Ray's fine.
Okay. I'll put it in the notes to kind of go by Ray. Of course, everything went out to Ramon G since that's how it bills. But other than that, real pleasure speaking with you. Wanted to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're looking forward to getting that going for you. And you take care. You have a great rest of the day. We'll be calling you back in that 2 o'clock hour.
Hey, Paul, bro, a quick question for you. The technician doesn't give me a call. He's going to explain everything about pictures uploading and all that and stuff.
Correct. Yeah. So he'll walk you through all that you need. Photos at Local Splash, PHOTOS, photos at localsplash.com is the email address for the photos department. Anything and everything, though, you just need the one, support@localsplash.com email address. Just if you like, send everything there. We'll, of course, forward it out to the right department and take care of everything else for you.
All right, Paul. Well, thank you for your time.
No problem. Thank you. Real pleasure speaking with you, Ray. You take care. You enjoy the rest of the day.
You too.
Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Bye.
Bye now.
All right, bye.